day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM. And as always, you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. I had the pleasure of catching up with counselor for the town of Broom Lake, Lee Patterson, who updated us on the short-term rental process the municipality has been going through over the last few months to establish a framework to regulate short-term rentals across the municipality's territory. So Lee, last year the town of Broom Lake formed a 12-person committee made up of citizens for and against short-term rentals to come up with a framework that suited all parties that regulated short-term rentals across the municipality's territory. So for those that may not be aware of the process that the municipality has been going through to address short-term rentals over the last few months, can you start off by providing our listeners some context as to why this committee was formed?
Sure. So what happened is back in 2019, the town council started looking at the impact of short-term rental on residences because we were getting complaints from certain residents, primarily in the Bonneville sector, for example, that had noisy neighbors, people that were partying quite a bit, and it was mostly tenants of short-term rentals. We tabled a bylaw proposal last year, and the population rejected it. So we went back to the drawing board, and because what happened is those that were for short-term rental thought that the proposals from the town was too restrictive, and those with that were against, it was about 50-50 split at the consultation meetings that we had, were saying that we were not permissive enough. So we let that project go and created the committee last fall that met for about 10 hours or so over a certain amount of period of time. And they weren't able to come up with a 100% agreement, but everybody did agree that the town had to do more to control noise complaints and so on that are sometimes related to short-term rentals.
Yeah, and from my understanding, there's also a new provincial law coming into effect, right, for tourist accommodation that also played a part in getting the ball rolling.
That is 100% true. So as of March 23rd, the provincial government passed a law, or has passed a law that would make it, as of March 23rd, possible for everyone that has a principal residence, so their main home, the opportunity to do short-term rental unless a municipality passed some regulations that would put certain practices in place, either by banishing it or by putting measures in place to control it. So we've chosen the option of the latter, is to control, not ban it, but to control it with certain obligations.
Okay, and how many discussions and meetings took place exactly? Do you know?
If you go back to 2019, we did an online survey because some people of some towns have completely banned the rentals. The problem with doing that is that we've noticed that in some towns where it's supposedly not permitted, people are still advertising on short-term rental sites such as Airbnb or VRBO. So the town council thought that rather than put our head in the sand and ban it and know that the people will be doing it, we decided to put in the regulations that we should be adopting first a bylaw project on Monday night at the council. So we've had, I would say, dozens of meetings and several hours of discussions over and above the committees. When we had the public consultation the last time and via the survey that we did, it was clear that the population was not in favor of banning short-term rentals, but they did want the town to put forward some regulations.
These discussions that took place amongst the committee over the last few months, as the chair of the committee, are you able to highlight some constructive thoughts and ideas and opinions that were put forward and came out of those meetings that you think might be interesting for people to know of?
Well, yeah, it was interesting because there was about 45 people that submitted their candidacy to take part in the committee. We selected 12 via various criteria, where they lived, if they were operating a short-term rental property or not, if they declared themselves in favor or not of short-term rental. And so I think what happened is both sides, for or against, learned a little bit about each other's concerns. So for example, people that are favorable to Airbnb explained the process of choosing renters. And those that were against were able to highlight the fact that when you have several properties in your neighborhood that are up to short-term rentals, well, it takes away the fiber of the community spirit. So where everyone was in agreement, for example, is those that didn't get the proper permits from the organization, either the town or the CITQ, which is the provincial body that regulates short-term rental, nobody wins. So that they were unanimous on that aspect. However, there was still a division. Those that are in favor of short-term rentals still thought that the town should continue to leave it as an opportunity, and those were against, didn't necessarily request that it be banished, but that it be controlled more. But the discussions from the 12 members were always cordial and always moved the debate forward.
Now that these meetings are concluded for the time being, and the municipality has officially announced some of the new measures it wants to set in place regarding short-term rentals, what are some of the suggestions that the committee put forward?
Having better documentation so that if you live in a sector where there is someone doing short-term rental with the appropriate permits, if there are noise issues or so on, that the town have a list of contact information for those operating short-term rental properties so that they can better make a complaint for noise or nuisance, as well as better understanding of the access to property, for example, not blocking the street with excessive parking, late night partying, fireworks. Those are things that the town is going to be requiring the people that rent the spaces to be made aware of the rules and regulations. And in the past at the town, we didn't have other obligations than general noise abatements. So now, thanks to the recommendation of the committee, we'll be having a much more participative exchange with those that do short-term rentals. So at least we'll know who's doing it, when they're renting, and there'll be costs associated with having that. Even if you have a principal residence, there'll be ways to track it. And then we'll be able to see after a year, do we need more or less constraints concerning short-term rentals.
Okay. And are you able to provide our listeners some details as to what some of these new measures are and how they will change things?
The first project of the bylaw that will be tabled Monday night has many. We'll see if we keep all those in place once we adopt the second project in March. But the highlights are, for example, that you would have to have a sign that says that you're doing short-term rental. This would allow neighbors to understand that the property that they're neighboring could be doing short-term rentals, which means the tenants have obligations and they can identify the property easily. And so that's one aspect. There'll be a cost per year to have a permit. Although all the requests that the town will be making are very similar to what the provincial organization will be doing, which is called the CITQ. So we'll now have on hand, which we didn't before, when the people are renting, as well as the regulations that have to be put in place. For example, it can be something as simple as if you have an alarm system for the fire department, well, your tenant have to know the code and who to call if there's a problem. All those simple things that seem to be basic, but unfortunately in the past haven't always been put in place.
And from my understanding as well, if the place that they're renting out is their secondary residence, from my understanding there were some changes made there as well.
Yes, so what would happen is we have 17 zones, so the town is broken up into about more than 150 urbanism zones where activities are permitted or not permitted. We're more familiar with either residential, commercial, or industrial, but there are other sub-zones. So now there's 17 zones where this activity is permitted, and it's banned if it's your secondary residence everywhere else. Now, there's a few exceptions. People that have their permits currently, there's about 15 or 20 that have either primary residence or secondary residence that are outside these zones. The town will be letting them operate for the time being, status quo, as these are not properties where we've had issues in the past, and we'll review their status in 2023 when we redo the whole urbanism plan. They will look at usages per zone on a per zone basis on a larger scale.
Okay, and from my understanding, for secondary residences, they can only rent out their place for short term if they're in the commercial sector. If I'm correct in what I'm saying,
it's a bit larger than the commercial sector. For example, in West Rome, there's a few areas where you can in Fulford. So it's 17 specific zones, but you are correct that most of them are considered more commercial than residential zones. There are a few exceptions, but on the town website, we will have where the 17 zones are, but you're 100% correct. If you're not in one of those zones, you cannot rent your secondary home for less than 30 days.
Those who have a principal residence and they want to rent out, it's okay if they're outside those zones.
That is correct. Okay. So everywhere on the territory, but they still need the permit from the town and the authorization from the CITQ, which is the provincial body that regulates short-term housing. And if I could add also, residents that believe that they have someone that they know or a neighbor that's operating without the proper authorizations, they can signal it to Revenue Quebec, because this is considered a commercial activity without the proper authorization. So they are in charge of making sure that people have the proper permits in place as well.
Okay, okay. So now that these new measures are announced, what is the next step?
So Monday night at the council meeting, we'll be tabling the first notice of motion that will be modifying our permits bylaw in the town of Bromley. The whole detail of that will be made public on Monday night. And then there's a period of 1 month, and then at the March council meeting, if all goes well, we would adopt the second project, and then the constraints that short-term renters would have to abide by would take into effect once the bylaw is adopted in March.
Okay, and if these new measures, I don't know if you've thought this far, but if these new measures are not approved by elected officials, where do things go from there? Does the committee come back together?
I would be very surprised. The council has also participated in many working sessions, and if we've gone to the trouble of tabling a first session, I can't speak for all the councillors, but I can say that when we did speak together, the majority of the councillors are in favor of going forward. So contrary to type of bylaw that would require a zoning change, the council is in the position to accept it. So it wouldn't go to a registry or a referendum as other types of changes could be put forward. So, but if ever the council decided not to go forward, we'd have to start over again, which to me is very unlikely because we've been working on this for 2019. The time for debate is pretty well done. We're ready to move forward. But that said, nothing says that in a year from now, if we notice that we have to tweak our bylaw, well, we'll have statistics and data that we didn't have currently, and to make adjustments needed to our bylaws if we have to.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, those are all the questions that I had for you, Lee, but I wasn't sure if there was anything that I missed during the interview that you think would be important to mention about this.
No, I think it's you were quite thorough in your questions, so no, nothing else comes to mind. I think I've said everything that needs to be said.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Lee, again for doing this. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Have a good afternoon.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.